The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
905 on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around the country and around the world with Joe and Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al. And thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Great to have you with us as we go into the 4th of July. We are patriotic. We are proud. We say we are one nation under God. God bless America. And we believe that the United States of America is the greatest country on planet Earth. And we make no apologies. And I just wanted to make a personal note here before we continue on with the program, because I know a lot of the NYPD is kind enough to listen. I'm honored by that, by the way, by Commissioner O'Neill and his great, great team of men and women who keep us safe and put their lives on the line every single day. And they are paying respects to a detective, Luis Alvarez. He died from those toxins at Ground Zero, a true hero. You saw him in front of Congress with that emotional plea with John Stewart and Congressman Peter King. And I know the police officers, a lot of them wait before they go into this 10 o'clock Immaculate Conception Church funeral and the mass for the detective. They listened to the show, and I wanted to just express our personal thanks from everybody at the radio station, Salem Media, certainly, and to Frank and Al, and from Frank and Al and Debbie and myself. Thank you for your service. Thanks for putting your lives on the line. It doesn't go by us. We support you in the NYPD. We support you as first responders, the FDNY, and all first responders as well. But to the NYPD and to the Alvarez family, our hearts go out to you. Our condolences on the death of these heroes that put their lives on the line for us every single day. We appreciate it. God bless you. Godspeed. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. A lot to get into. Bernie Kerik was part of the legal team of this Eddie Gallagher case. I'm looking, you watch all over the news. Hey, wait, there's Commissioner Kerik, who's on the show all the time. Bernie, what's he doing? So Commissioner Kerik, kind enough to join us in about a half an hour. He's going to jump on. We're going to talk about the Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, found not guilty on war crimes. I'm telling you, this is monumental. Bernie gave us, he was there front and center saying, look, there's a flaw in this case, man. He broke the news, and he's going to be with us alive. I wanted to go now, if we can, to Carol Danko. Great gal. What a great gal. She is the assistant director of ICE and the head of communications. And she's kind enough, a young gal with a great position like this. Carol, welcome back to the show. Very proud of you doing such a great job. And nice of you to join us this morning. How you doing, girl?
Well, I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me. And thank you to Frank for inviting me on. It's really great to be here.
Well, I'm very just impressed. Tell us how you got your path to be the assistant director of ICE. This is huge. How did you get there, Carol?
Well, you know, it kind of fell into my lap, and I was working in a different agency in the administration, and I wanted to take on a bigger challenge. And I got a call from ICE saying they were looking for someone, and I didn't know. There was a lot of negativity out there, and then I walked in, and I met the people, the men and women who work there, and they are just top-notch, outstanding, really dedicated folks, dedicated to upholding the rule of law, and just really great and mission-driven. So I accepted, and I haven't looked back since, and I think we're doing really great work here.
You know, and you're so savvy, and we spent a lot of time at that convention in Cleveland, and I saw how you know
sure
people.
Did.
you know, and your intuition is great. So ICE is so lucky to have you. And thank you, Carol, for your service,
well,
you know, to the United States. Give us a breakdown what's going on at the border, because we watch it. And of course, our hearts always go out to the immigrants. But why are we getting blamed for everything with what's happening with the immigrants? And if there's an elite, we have an MS-13, a major problem with gangs in Long Island locally.
Yep.
And then all you have is politicians going after ICE. Oh, give us a breakdown of how bad it is and where do we go from here?
Well, thank you, Joe. I'd like to start by saying that there really is a crisis at the border. I mean, it is undeniable. So I'm glad that all these members of Congress are down there right now to see with their own eyes what's really going on. I mean, we've seen the footage over the past 2 days, but this has been going on for a while. The sheer volume of people coming over the border, I mean, it's unimaginable. We're just not equipped to handle this. And so, you know, luckily, Congress did help us a little bit. They passed a supplemental bill that's going to provide a little bit of relief. But really, the next step is we need Congress's help to change the laws. You know, the laws are outdated. They're broken. People are exploiting loopholes. So right now, take, for example, there was a recent settlement, the Flores settlement, which stated that that we're no longer able to detain families for more than 20 days. So we simply, it doesn't make sense to transport them to a family facility and then only release them 20 days later. So since December 21st, ICE has released 212,000 family members into the interior. And that's a major pull factor. People know that if you grab a kid, that's your passport into the United States. Yeah. So we're seeing, you know, and this has also given rise to trends in fake families. We're seeing fake families come across the border. Yeah. So we have now 400 Homeland Security investigations agents at the border that since mid-April have been investigating these fake families. They're seeing cases of fraudulent documents. They're seeing kids coming over. There was one case we saw a 51-year-old Honduran man with a 6-month-old baby. He bought that child from a woman for $80 and carried it across the Rio Grande just so he could gain entry into the United States. When confronted with ICE, he admitted that was not, in fact, his kid. And then he was, handled for prosecution. But, this is what we're seeing. We need to stop these pull factors.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, is there there's a new director taking over at ICE next month? What could you tell us about him?
Sure. So, well, as you know, we had Mr. Mark Morgan, who was serving as acting director. He's going to go over to CBP. I think he's going to do a fantastic job over there. It was a pleasure working with him at ICE. But filling the role again is Mr. Matt Albans, who was on your show. He was previously serving as acting director, and he's stepping up again. But he's a great Jersey guy. A real career law enforcement guy, and I think he's going to be fantastic, just as he was when he served in that role before.
You know, and Carol Danko, assistant director of ICE, kind enough, head of communications, kind enough to join us. So, what is the answer? What's the alternative to these detention centers, and how do we solve the broader immigration problem itself, Carol?
We really have to get rid of these pull factors, and there has to be consequences. And we have to uphold the rule of law. You know, like I explained, the families. If you're a family, you can just basically come in. And when you come in, there's no consequence. You know, these people, take the families, for example. We work with DOJ. We created an accelerated docket for those families that are truly seeking asylum. We gave them the chance to go to the front of the line to see an immigration judge, make their case for asylum, and hopefully get to stay. By following the proper procedures. Well, guess what? 85%, 90% did not show up. So they were issued a final order of removal, and it's ICE's job to enforce the law. But right now, they're not following those rules. So it's time for us to take some action. We're going to, keep focusing on interior enforcement, obviously with a heavy focus on getting rid of those with criminal charges or convicted criminals. Helps get those folks out. But also we need to look at worksite enforcement. We need to close the loopholes that are just letting people know they can just come in and there's no consequence.
Yeah, you know, in Queens, for example, the new DA threatening to arrest ICE agents. And then we know firsthand, we see how ICE goes in and captures these vicious gang members. I mean, what is the morale at the agency now at this point with all these politicians saying these ridiculous things about ICE?
Well, you know, it's really hard. We have an extremely dedicated workforce. I mean, these are career law enforcement agents and officers that really dedicate their lives to enforcing the law. And to hear this negative rhetoric is just really disheartening. And I would ask all those folks that have made up opinions about what ICE does to get to know the men and women behind the badge. They're fathers, their daughters, they have kids of their own, but they really are doing the best to uphold our laws and protect the security of our nation.
Yeah, and you know, Frankie told me to ask you this. So this is Frankie, not me, Carol. Okay. So what you're from? You're a Jersey girl. What exit? How to ask? I'm telling you.
So I actually left Jersey before I could drive, but I grew up in White House Station, Hunterdon County. So
that's
you tell
wild.
Me, I think that's near where you are.
That is. That's so close. It's right across 78.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's Hunterdon County, girl.
Exactly.
You know, and Carol, listen, we appreciate you joining us, Assistant Director of ICE, and thanks for your fight. And how do you work I don't know how you do it. As I walked through the streets, and we were there in Cleveland walking around, and then you have to navigate politics. You have to navigate this. You have to watch what you say. How do you do? You do it so great. I mean, you're enjoying this, but when you see AOC talking about drinking water out of toilets, you know that's not happening. And then it becomes Carol, it becomes the narrative.
It does.
Then people got to go to you, and I got to say on the radio, did that really happen? But you keep such a positive attitude, and God bless you for that. Is that tough for you?
It's tough. It's tough. But all I can do is stick to the facts. You know, if you stick to the facts, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
And then before we go, I wanted to bring up one story that people aren't talking about. You know, we have all this negative rhetoric going on about immigration and everyone exploiting our loopholes and coming over the border. But I wanted to point out that this week there are going to be 7,500 legal naturalizations nationwide. So that's 7,500 people who are going to become American citizens, who have done it the right way and followed the rules. In fact, the acting director of USCIS, Ken Cuccinelli, was at the 9/11 memorial this week, where 52 people became U.S. citizens the legal way. And that was the first time we ever held a ceremony there. So I think that's something to celebrate, especially right around the 4th of July.
God bless you, girl. You're doing great, Carol. Proud to know you. Hopefully,
I know.
I missed you. I got your note in my office. Thank you for that. It's still on board.
Listen, don't erase it.
Okay. I won't. I treasure it. You know, Carol, you know I treasure it. And listen, you're welcome back anytime. And keep the fight, girl. Please come back soon.
All right, Carol. I'd love to be back.
Thanks. Carol Danko right there. Great gal. Assistant Director of ICE, Head of Communications. Frankie, thank you. I meet a lot of these folks. Frankie goes, hey, there's this gal. How did we meet, Frankie? With Carol? Was down at the – she was doing something for –
I've known Carol many, many years from when she used to work in Congress. But I think you met her when she was volunteering at the Republican National Convention. No, excuse me. You met her when you came to my New Year's Eve party in 2015, December 30th, 2015.
Wait a minute. Down at the casino down in Lane City.
Yeah, exactly.
She was there.
Yeah, right. And then she recognized you walking around Manhattan. I think you were having lunch with Herb Blunden at the Capitol Grill, and she happened to be there.
Yeah.
She said, "Oh, you know, I'm working down here now." You know.
Yeah.
And then you guys reconnected when she was volunteering at the Republican National Convention. She's a real go-getter, a real professional, and a real patriot,
and
a good friend of mine. That's somebody I'm proud to know.
Yeah, this is great, and thank you for that, Frankie, because she's a great gal doing a great job. I don't want to forget to mention Lee Iacocca again, if I may, because as an Italian-American, I remember as a kid, and we always look to icons in the Italian-American community. By the way, it's not just an Italian thing. Whether you're Irish, whatever religion you are, whatever your heritage is, you should always be proud when someone rises to the top within your community. Lee Iacocca was the best, man. He came up with the concept for the Mustang at Ford, a legend. Then Chrysler. Then he goes over to Chrysler. Chrysler was done. You may not, if you're too young, you may not remember that Chrysler was done back in the 80s. It was, it was just like they were filing for bankruptcy. Iacocca saves Chrysler, makes it, again, the iconic name that it is to this day. So rest in peace, Lee Iacocca, and thank you for all that you've done for Italian Americans, including the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. You know, he helped rebuild the Statue of Liberty. Lee Iacocca helped rebuild Ellis Island, so all of us can be proud of our heritage to make this country stronger. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Vito Fisella's with us and standing by for Commissioner Bernard Kerik as well, off of the Eddie Gallagher trial. That's going to be very, very interesting when Bernie calls. And then you can call, too, at 877-970-2999. Our balance of nature phone lines. Debbie Duhaime diligently watching out for you. Oh, God, goodness gracious. It's a Wednesday before July 4th, yay. And it's crazy out there. Happy 4th of July, Deb, to you. But traffic-wise, how are we doing this morning already?
We're getting ready for that four-day weekend, and it looks like we're going to have extra getaway trains on the LIRR, Metro North, and New Jersey Transit, Joe, this afternoon to help people out, although traffic is a little bit lighter than normal this morning. Later on today, you'll see a lot of getaway traffic. I do see a lot of volume out on County Road 39 getting out towards Southampton, so some people heading out toward the Hamptons right now, and traffic is building for you on the Northern State West at Wolf Hill Road. Accident there, 110 North at the Northern State, an accident waiting for you there as well. Now, prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on 23 North up through Pequannock and Pompton Plains. Looks like an accident cleared at York Pompton Turnpike. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 15 to 20 minutes getting into town. 18 northbound slowing down up by the New Jersey Turnpike. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the southbound thruway, looks like you're moving okay getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, 287 West Exit 2. It's an accident on the ramp over in Elmsford. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. Sunny tomorrow, high of 88. For 4th of July. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton tells Kevin McCullough he found no evidence of collusion.
Honestly, did you have any doubts that there was something that had been left out of the material as you were able to look at it?
Of course not, Kevin. Obviously, there's classified information. That information informs the conclusion that Bob Mueller reached nonetheless. There was no collusion.
Listen to Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's AM970TheAnswer.com, keyword story.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You will love Connors and Sullivan. You got a call over there. Lisa's standing by. I'm telling you this, and I've told you this many, many times, but I can't tell you enough. Because when I worry about my kids, you know me, I'm absolute worrywart with my children. And I worry about how they're going to be taken care of when I'm not around. Because you know why? I'm old. So I'm thinking, you know, and I had the kids. You know, I feel bad. I feel guilty. I had the kids at an older age. So... You know, they'll be like in the 20s, and I'll be in the home. Huh? Who are you again? So that's why
I went to Connors and Sullivan to put everything in place. So, you know, God forbid something happens. I'm on the drums somewhere, you know, and I'm playing. Wow, look at Joe play the drums. Why? Joe just fell over. And I'm going to just, you can hear on the microphone, and I'll go down and I'll be out. Whatever happens, I want to be prepared. So I talked to my son, Joey, my consigliere, and my wartime consigliere, by the way. And I said, what do we do? I know Mike Connors. I hear the Mike Connors commercials. I had dinner with Mike and Beth. Mike's wife, Beth, is absolutely glorious gal from Louisiana, you know, true Southern belle. And Mike's a great New Yorker, you know. So I sat down dinner. I went, well, I said, Joey, we should do something. So I went over. I called, talked to Lisa. And then they took me to Bridget. I told you, Kelly was there. Rose was there. Everybody, Justin, everybody helped me out. And then Mike sat down. And my life has not been easy when it comes to the legacy of my finances, because there's been a lot of people there. I got a lot of kids. I got some exes. I'm telling you, boom. I'm telling you what, laser focused, Mike Connors took care of it all. And I feel the weight of the world off my shoulders. So if you got someone in a health, you know, like a health facility, and you don't know if you're eligible for Medicaid, if you feel like you're going to run out of money at that medical facility, if you need power of attorney, a will, a trust, all of these things that you and I cannot stand, but that are so necessary to take care of in life, just call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. Tell Mike, look, I heard you on Piscopo. He said you can help me out, and indeed he will. 718-238-6500. They're in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself, Mike Connors himself, Sunday. That's 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, and on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
It's the cattails by the levee. Where the water hits the stars, it's the rust on that old Chevy. It's a beat up old guitar. Peach Street down in Georgia, it's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born.
Baden Taylor right there. Yes,
it's
ma'am.
As real as the dirt on your boots. It's American born.
Jersey girl. Now Nashville, ripping it up on the country scene. Peyton Taylor right there. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio is 926 right now. Vito Fisella, former Republican congressman from New York, Staten Island guy. Vito, kind enough to join us this morning. Vito, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning. Always good to be with you. Appreciate it.
Well, Vito, you know, we wanted to bring you on today because I'm telling you, you were at the forefront with Carolyn Maloney on the Victims Compensation Fund. You were at the forefront of this. And then as we put Detective Alvarez to rest today, I wanted to thank you on the air for that, man. That was a tough battle from day one, Vito?
Well, thank you, Joe. And my condolences and sympathy to the Alvarez family and so many other 9/11 victims who, you know, perished and are hurting still as a result. And it was, frankly, you know, Carolyn and along with our good friend Peter King were there from day one as well. You know, we felt that, you know, we knew these types of days were coming, that when our nation was attacked, it was a war, that there were casualties on that day. So many families suffered on that day. But we also knew there would be thousands more that would be adversely affected, that they'd be moving around the country, that they'd be suffering in a unique and unforgettable way. And we had to put something in place to ensure that the needs were going to be met, the medical needs, the financial needs. So Carolyn and I and Peter and a handful of others sought to create that system. And frankly, it wasn't easy. There was a lot of opposition. You know, people had a tendency to forget, sadly, what happened. We knew that was going to come as well. There was opposition from some of the administrations. They didn't want to create, you know, quote, another entitlement. And they felt that, you know, we'll figure it out. But you couldn't figure it out. You know, we had people who were suffering in a very, very unique way.
Yeah,
of course, my hometown of Staten Island, throughout Jersey, throughout New York City. And it's finally, you know, they did the right thing. They're going to do the right thing in next month. So it's our obligation to treat those casualties of war in the right way, and I think our country is doing that.
Yeah, amen, Vito Fasella. Casualties of war. God bless you. That's exactly what that was. It's just somewhat settling. Hey, I can't. You're a great patriot as well, Vito. I want to ask you about the Betsy Ross flag and Nike. I'm dying to hear your take on that, brother.
Well, I think those who sort of stand up really are just ignorant zealots. I just think they don't understand what the flag means. I mean, I still get a little, choked up singing the national anthem at wherever it is, and because I'm not saying I'm the know-it-all, but I think I'd like to sort of understand the sacrifice behind the flag. The Declaration of Independence that was submitted to King George listed 27 colonial grievances that set the stage for, creating the greatest country in the history of the world, to break away from outright oppression. And the flag symbolized that freedom. 156 years ago this week, Joe, at the Battle of Gettysburg, 20,000, more than 20,000 Union troops were casualties of war to try to preserve the Union and abolish slavery. Yeah. We see, in June and D-Day what the flag meant to save the world and to preserve freedom. We think about the flag raising at Iwo Jima and the significance of that. Even the flag at Ground Zero. I had the good fortune of being on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, because that flag that was iconic at Ground Zero was actually on the bow of the USS Theodore Roosevelt as they flew the first sorties into Afghanistan after 9/11. And then when it returned, I was on board the ship to reclaim the flag on behalf of New York City. And you had to be in that on that ship when 5,000 Marines and sailors, screamed because of what it meant. So for those who say the flag represents oppression, I think they're dumb, to put it that way.
Amen, man. I know. It's like I said, salute the flag. I stand for the anthem, and I said, just do it, to quote Nike. Unbelievable what's happening, man. If we can go local for a second, Vito, before we let you go, man. Tiffany Caban, nothing personal against her. I mean, but this woman wants to release criminals on the street. How does she possibly get elected in Queens?
I think people just need to tune in. I think it's a sad situation. Well, we get a sense of this is base of the, sadly, a good chunk of the base of the Democratic Party that's doing it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right.
And the result is, because a lot of folks are going about their lives, they're working hard, they're raising families, they're doing whatever they need to do, they don't get involved as much as they should. But if this continues, if this trend continues, and you start to see the streets of Queens and the city littered with folks who want to bring carnage to your family and mine, you're going to get woke, as someone might say, to raise up and start standing in place. I mean, listen, it's a possibility that if groups unite, perhaps you can defeat the candidate in November, if everybody on good sense unites behind an alternative candidate. But this is democracy. This is the people vote and they choose, and elections have consequences. So it is what it is.
Yeah. The Democrats, speaking of which, are suing to get access to the president's tax returns. I mean, how do you see this playing out, Vito?
Haven't we watched this movie before, like several times? I think a good chunk, one of the things that I had to endure watching these debates recently was somebody said, these things don't come up at the town hall meetings. People just want government to work on their behalf. And I just don't know what's driving this mentality of just victimizing the president day after day after day. Results are in. The movie's over. Let's move on. There's a lot of other issues that confront the American people that are good. We can work on. We can move forward. But no, we want to sue to get taxes. A good use of taxpayer money is to sue to get the president's taxes. As if that's going to change your life or my life in one iota, which I don't think it will, and I hope they fail.
Vito Fisella, again, we wanted to just give personal thanks on this, the day of the funeral for Luis Alvarez. We wanted to thank you for standing up with Carol Maloney and Congressman King, certainly. But Vito Fisella, thanks for your fight for the Victims Compensation Fund and 9/11, my brother.
Well, thank you, Joe. And you've been the true patriot and remain, and you've been a champion of those who some have forgotten. But God bless you, Joe, and happy 4th to the whole crowd there. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Vito. God bless you, too, and happy 4th of July as well. 9:33, Bernard Couric, a key part. Bernie was from day one of Eddie Gallagher's defense team. This is the Navy SEAL found not guilty of war crimes. Bernard Couric will join us live on the air momentarily. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
80 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This year's Macy's 4th of July fireworks show is going to take place near the Brooklyn Bridge. The show is going to feature more than 70,000 shells and effects from the East River and plenty of new ones. The 43rd annual Independence Day celebration is the largest fireworks display in the nation. Millions expected to line the shoreline. The 25-minute musical display will be synchronized to patriotic music. Now this year, there are more than two dozen new shells, including Crackling Rain, Howling Wolves, Screaming Dragons, and a 1,600 food waterfall. Pyrotechnicians have been busy dealing with more than 5 miles of wire and placing more than 100 props on the Brooklyn Bridge. Macy's officials say the best spots to watch are below the Brooklyn Bridge and the southern portion of the FDR Drive. Four fireworks barges will be between the Manhattan Heliport and Pier 17 at the Seaport District. The fireworks start at 9:20 p.m. tomorrow. An electric car race coming to Brooklyn later this month. The public may be able to explore one of the cars. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams joined Formula E officials yesterday to give details on the Formula E races. The Motorsport League uses electric-powered cars. Word is there'll be a car available for the public to check out. Races are expected to take place at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal in Red Hook on July 13th and 14th. In sports, Michael Conforto's two-run double capped a three-run eighth inning. The Mets rallied past the Yankees 4-2 in Queens. Yanks had their record home run streak stopped at 31 games. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 287 heading west, exit 2 right into Elmsford. It's an accident on the ramp. One lane blocked on 287 west as well, right into Elmsford. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 17 westbound, getting up through Harriman, getting right through the construction zone. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving okay. GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland Tunnel. That's a minor delay with the disabled vehicle in the South Tube. Still seeing some slowdowns this morning on 24 westbound, getting up towards Summit with some earlier problems cleared. And over at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level getting into Staten Island, a disabled tractor trailer. Watch out for a slight delay there as well. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly here, getting out toward Astoria Boulevard. Again, the funeral for Detective Alvarez taking place at 10 this morning over on 29th Street in Astoria, 2147 29th Street. So do watch out for closures in that area. Also, the southbound side of the Van Wyck, that's slowing down as you get down toward the area past the Whitestone Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? My buddy Steve Perillo is Mr. Italy now. That, you know, you got to give Mario Perillo. He's the guy that was truly Mr. Italy, right? Well, Steve and his family have been operating top quality tours Italy for over 74 years. You know, and when I say they're doing everything right, you know, I experience it personally. I know this is the best way to go to Italy, Perillo Tours. Carrying on the Perillo family tradition of excellence today is CEO Steve Perillo, making sure the business which carries his name is nothing short of spectacular for you. Each and every traveler, each and every traveler gets personal attention from Steve himself. I see it myself. Consider the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour, please. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milan. In one wonderful tour, you will see the heart of Italy and have memories of a lifetime. You deserve the best. I always tell you that. That special person in your life deserves the best. Join Steve Perillo on a stress-free escorted vacation with Perillo Tours. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure. Sure, at 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com for simply the best travel experience of your life, Perillo Tours.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40 right there. Bernard Kerr, kind enough to check in, and he was on Fox this morning. He has been so busy. Former NYPD commissioner, Bernie's a legend in New York. He is a cop's cop, as you know, and he was a key part of Eddie Gallagher's defense team. Hey, Commissioner, congratulations, and bravo on a great victory, Bernie, and kind of you to join us this morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. A little tired. I think I got about an hour and a half sleep last night, but I'm definitely not complaining.
Yeah, you know, tell us, you weren't surprised, Bernie, were you?
I wasn't surprised, Joe. I anticipated it, but I'll tell you, when you're standing in a courtroom and your life is on the line like Eddie's was, you know, it's a gut-wrenching, really difficult time. And there's only two, you know, it's funny, I mentioned this morning, there's only two times that I saw Eddie Gallagher really tense up and you know, get physical, feeling, you know, this feeling of physical gut-wrenching horror. Mm-hmm. One is when the NCIS agent got on the stand and talked about pulling his kids out of his house in his underwear at gunpoint with machine guns. And the other time was when the jurors came in from deliberating and said, look, you know, we're ready, and stood there before they read the verdict. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, Eddie Gallagher, of course, the Navy SEAL, accused of killing this ISIS fighter, now not guilty. Are his legal problems over? Eddie Gallagher's legal problems over, Bernie?
Well, they will be, Joe, in about an hour and a half. We're going back into court this morning at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
He was found guilty of taking a photo with the deceased, with the ISIS fighter. You know, he and his lieutenant and seven other guys, which it's kind of annoying that, you know, he still gets charged with the photo when they don't. But regardless, you know, this is a, you know, in the scheme of things, it's a minor issue he has to deal with this morning. But it should be over. We should be over and out of there by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I would say.
Bernie, so, and you're all, you, Bernie, are all over the news, smiling there with Chief Gallagher and the legal teams. A remarkable job by his attorneys, Mark Mukasey and Tim Parlatore. What, that was pretty amazing. You knew these guys early on, correct?
Well, I actually brought them on and recommended them to the family. You know, they, right. Eddie had been going through this for close to 2 years. I got to know Andrea Gallagher and Sean, Eddie's brother, back in November. And for 3 or 4 months, I was watching the case, talking to them, talking to Eddie's colleagues. And at some point, I guess in March, late February, early March, I went to Andrea and I said, look, do you trust me? Yes. I said, well, you need a new legal team. You know, the lawyers you have are not doing the right thing. Eddie's sitting in solitary confinement, in pretrial confinement. This is, you know, I just think you're going down the wrong path and you need somebody else to do this. And I recommended that she talk to Tim Parlatore. Within about 2 hours after she had that conversation, she called me and said, look, how do I get that guy involved? And we got through that transition. And it's pretty funny, Joe. You know, Mark Mukasey, he's, you know, one of the president's lawyers. He's Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. Out of the blue, 2 weeks, 3 weeks after Tim gets involved, Parlatore gets involved, Mukasey texts me on one Saturday morning and says, you know, I just watched Fox News, and I saw this thing on Eddie Gallagher in California. It's horrendous. Yeah. It's horrible. I wish I could help. And I called him up, and I said, dude, you called the right guy. I just happened to know them. I know Tim really well. He was my personal attorney. Hang on the phone. I called Tim. I hooked the two up. I begged Mark to, you know, to come in and help as best he could. And honestly, Joe, he put everything aside. You know, this is a busy guy with some high-end clients.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been out here with me for about 6 weeks. But they did this, Joe, in 3.5 months. These two guys with the team, a couple JAG lawyers and a couple attorneys, associates from Tim's law firm, 3.5 months. They took a case that the government started 1.5 years ago, and they completely annihilated it. So you can't, you know, when you think of a dream team, this was a team that just, it couldn't have gotten any better.
You know, Bernie, you put the whole thing together, man. So tell me, if you can, Bernie, Chief Gallagher and his wife come to you after he's not guilty, and you're the man that put all this together, that really got him off. Can you give us an insight on that conversation, sir?
It's, I don't know, Joe, man. It's pretty humbling. It's, you know, Andrea, Eddie, you know, they came to me in the courtroom. As everybody was crying, me included, you know, they said, if it wasn't for you, this would not have happened. And, you know, it's a good feeling. You know what I think about the criminal justice system. And I knew from the onset, Joe, and I told you early on, and I predicted this would happen. But I did so based on what I heard from the family, based on the interviews, the conversations I heard with Eddie's colleagues. It just didn't jive. Nothing made any sense. And the more I looked into it, the worse it seemed to get. And then when Tim and Mark came on board and we started basically investigating the investigators, the entire case was a farce. The case should have never been brought. It could have never been brought in a civilian court, in a state court or a federal court. They just didn't have the evidence. And what's most important, Joe, and I talked about this morning on Fox, the Navy and Eddie's command, the command representatives from his, from the Commodore of Group 1, Navy Warfare Group 1, down, lied to Eddie's parents. They lied to the members of Congress that was trying to figure out where the evidence was. They lied to the White House counsel. This is horrendous that they could get away with this. They told us, they told Congress, We have a video. The video is horrible. It shows Eddie stabbing this ISIS prisoner, this horrible video. It was a lie. They didn't have a video. There was no video. You know, Tim Parlatore had to actually get permission from the court to take that video, to go to members of Congress and show them.
Yeah.
And it was horrendous that they got away with this.
Bernie, why is this happening, man? You experienced it firsthand. There's witch hunts. Look at the Mueller probe. The U.S. Attorney's Office, the Southern District of New York, going after Donald Trump. What's happening? Why are these people? And to me, it seems when you see all these U.S. attorneys, you see all this government going after innocent people, it dilutes when there is a real problem. I mean, what is with the government these days?
You know, why
down?
It's happening, Joe? Because there's no accountability. When these prosecutors engage in prosecutorial misconduct, there's really no accountability unless they get caught doing something that's outrageously criminal. And in our case, ironically, in our case, we had the lead prosecutor attach tracking beacons to the defense team's emails. In other words, basically monitor and track our emails without a warrant, which is a federal crime. You know, so unless these guys are held accountable, they continue to engage in the same conduct and these things happen.
Amazing. And you're finally going to get to come home. When are you coming home, Bernie Kerr?
I am. Listen, I'm coming home hopefully tomorrow. You know, I didn't get to see my daughters for Father's Day. I've been here 6 weeks straight. I actually came out for a week, and I was going to go home and then come back for trial. But with all the misconduct and the eavesdropping and the surveillance and it just I never made it back home.
And I know what a dedicated father you are, Bernie Kerik. So God bless. Congratulations. This is monumental, Commissioner. Well done, my friend. And proud to know you. And thanks for joining us this morning, Bernie.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Take care. Bernie Kerik, coming home soon enough. That's a wild story. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, 877-970-2999. Balance the Nature phone lines. You're always welcome to give us a call. Debbie, unbelievable, you know?
I know.
Bernie comes out, he puts the team together, goes, talks to the wife, talks to Chief Gallagher, I got this, and boom, here we have this monumental decision. Hey, Deb, so what are you doing tonight? Fireworks? Tomorrow fireworks for you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm definitely going to the shore tomorrow. I'm
going
to go
down to
Seaside. Yeah, my sister has a place in Seaside, and then I'm going to go to Keyport and see some friends there. So, yeah, I've got a lot of fun things going on this weekend. What about you? Are you going to relax, did you say?
No, you know what? You ever hear the word sleep? I mean,
I love sleeping. I am so excited to sleep late four days in a row. I love it.
Oh,
I know.
Man. Happy 4th of July, Debbie Duhaime. Thanks for always watching out for us on the show. 9:51 right now with Debbie on the roads.
Happy 4th to you, Joe, and to everybody. Enjoy the 4th of July, and please stay safe, everybody. Let's see what's happening right now. We're seeing this closure on Astoria Boulevard, subject to closure right now out by 82nd Street. Now, remember, you have the funeral going on this morning in a few minutes for Detective Alvarez, and that's over at Immaculate Conception on 2147 29th Street in Astoria. So that whole area is blocked off around the church. Let's see what's going on as you head over to the southbound Van Wyck. Still pretty busy down toward Atlantic Avenue. And over on 5th Avenue here in town by 43rd, a taxi went right into a building. So definitely watch out for that issue over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head over to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. That's going to be about 5 to 10. Holland 5 to 10 with the stalled car cleared. Still moving okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says the president can't win in the eyes of the left.
Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran,
the guy's a warmonger.
If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not decisive. He's not decisive. Get it?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, our very special guest is Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer. What is your stance on next gen?
Well, the first problem is, yes, the NYCHA needs funding. We know that. But when you bring to city-owned land and bring private market to city-owned land, you're losing an amazing resource. So I am not a real fan of NextGen in its current form. I know that we're also dealing with LaGuardia and Holmes, and now we're hearing more about Fulton tearing down buildings. This is not the way I would approach it. I would like to have money for NYCHA. We all would. So the question there is, have we had a conversation? Obviously, we need money for the subways, and we need money for NYCHA. That's what we're doing, so I don't approve of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be very warm and humid with intervals of clouds and sun, a shower in spots this morning, and a passing shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and early evening. Our high today, 88. Some clouds, warm and muggy overnight, low 73. For tomorrow, Independence Day, times of clouds and sun, very warm and humid, high 87. Friday, more clouds than sun, warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, with a high of 83. AM 970, The Answer.
I just took my this is my second dose of Balance of Nature. I have the fruits, the whole food fruits in my hand. I take it before the show. I take it about 5 o'clock-ish, and I take it right after the show. I'll take vegetables later. You got to try the fiber drink, which is great, which just kind of, it's like kind of a probiotic. I'm not telling you clinical studies. I'm telling you what works for me, and Balance of Nature works for me. And I'll tell you, I have more energy. I could offset any annoying allergies or a cold or anything like that, because Balance of Nature, it's not like ordinary vitamins. People will ask me, Balance of Nature, they're vitamins, right? No, they are not. Vitamins are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You'll feel great. I feel great. I care about you. It's why I tell you about all the good things I tell you about every morning, and Balance of Nature, Balance of Nature front and center. And now we can give you a 30% discount right up until July 4th and free shipping. How about that? 30% discount, free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Forget about it. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. Here is the number you got to call. It's 800-246-8751. Boom, just like that. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Oh, keep it going, Al.
I'm proud to be an American.
Come on now.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Fly that flag, baby.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
Stand for the anthem.
And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
God bless the USA. Frankie, thanks for a great week of shows.
Thank
always.
You, Joe. Albert, happy Independence Day.
Happy 4th of July. Albert, happy 4th of July. Debbie,
happy 4th
you.
Of July. Have a good one, Joe.
Yep, and with great respect and love to my parents and grandparents for bringing us to this great, great country. I embrace the United States of America. May God bless the United States of America. May God bless you and your family as we celebrate the birthday of the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. Have a great, great, great weekend. You deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.